Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and it's vacation week for me. So after tonight's show, first thing in the morning, Danny and I are heading out. And the only hint I will tell you about this is going to be a very special vacation. I don't want to say too much on the air. Watch my blog and my Facebook. Some big news happening this week. Anyhow, on with the show tonight. Tonight, we've got returning one of my very favorite people in the whole wide world. She is a fantastic songstress, singer-songwriter, Miss Karina Nestall. Karina, how are you, my dear?
Hi, Jamie. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm better talking to you. You always put me in such a good mood.
Sweet. You're so Stop it.
No, it's true. But, you know, I learned a lot. I was watching, and what we're going to get into, we got a lot to cover. I was watching your video for your crowdfunding campaign over at Kickstarter, and I learned a few things because apparently I just haven't been keeping up, or I'm not in Karina's inner circle. no longer working the day job. Move to Houston. I didn't know these things.
I know. Wow. Yeah. No, it was all very, very sudden.
wow.
So in my Kickstarter video, did you see where I said that I had ankle surgery?
Yeah, which didn't surprise me because you would ride that bike, 50 miles a day? Ladies and gentlemen, she's got one of these fancy bikes, you know, and she wears the spandex and the helmet and, you know, all this fancy stuff. Most people ride a bike.
Hey, not anymore. I'm a Texas girl now. I'm out here. I probably do.
This is when she was in L.A.
Yeah, exactly. Where the weather was.
The bike fighting that did your ankle in?
No, honey. It was just running,
salsa
and
dancing,
hiking, and you know what's funny, Jamie, and I think you would appreciate this because you have a spiritual side about you, you know, but I've been spraining my ankle every year to every other year since I was 12 years old.
Really? Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
And so it finally just caught up to me, like, you can only stretch your ligaments so much, and my ligaments got overstretched, and it would get to the point that I was injuring myself more often. I mean, I'd be walking and my ankle would fold. And it was like,
What happened was, I know you went to Paris with your mom, and I thought, well, she went to Paris, she was wearing them spike heels and smoking fancy cigarettes over there and trips or something. I'm kidding.
No.
Teasing.
You're so funny.
Well, you see that a lot in Paris. Or you used to,
like,
I don't know.
That sounds like a very glamorous story, but I would never want to injure myself traveling. Not that anyone does, but.
No.
Oh, man.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Well, so you injured your ankle, and, you know,
yes.
you were. In a different business, in his day job, not necessarily music or showbiz, and had enough of that. The good thing, though, is it laid you up and you were able to get some work done, entertainment-wise.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Well, that's,
so I started
silver linings.
I started writing because at this point it had been over 2 years since I had released an album, and I made myself a lofty goal because between Courageous, which you supported me. You've been supporting me for 3 albums now. I got to thank you, Jamie. You're so awesome.
Well, because they're
so
fantastic, you know.
I know, but I appreciate you, you know. And
since
Courageous, we've been pals.
That's true. That's very true. And, you know, the fascinating thing, and your ears probably burn because I do bring you up quite a bit. I know I've done it probably several times on the show. Everybody's like, all my long-term listeners are like, yeah, it's been more than several times. Jeez. No, but seriously, I'm so impressed because a lot of people go, you know, crowdfunding is kind of a, when you and I met, I think that's how we originally met. You were crowdfunding your Courageous album. And I didn't know anything about crowdfunding. I thought Kickstarter was the only game in town. Now a lot of people do Indiegogo and all these ones where you get to keep the money if you don't make your goal. Or I don't know, there's a fee or something. I'm not sure how that works. But you always, a lot of people kind of shy away from Kickstarter, not because it's shady or anything, because it's so legitimate. You know, you have to do what you're set out to do for that to work. And all of your albums have been Kickstarter and funded. I'm impressed with that. You've never had to take your marbles and go home.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie. No, it's honestly, it's not easy. Like I was telling a guy yesterday, because he's been calling me to just ask, like, how do you do it? You know, I want to do one too for my film. And I was giving him tips. I was just like, look, you know, be realistic about the funding you need. Like in previous albums, I asked for more, you know, and then I ended up on two boxes of CDs or six boxes of CDs or whatever. And it's like, who listens to CDs anymore? You know, unless I'm going to go on tour soon, which fingers crossed, I mean, I have a ton of CDs, you know. And they move sometimes, but it's kind of like, okay, who's listening to CDs? So then I started doing my research, and I had a really good friend that, you know, I kind of go to him for music advice and stuff. Godfrey Fletcher, he goes by DJ Niceness. Shout out DJ Niceness. Mm-hmm. And he said, vinyl, like, you know, I'm in London. Like, vinyl's making a comeback. Right. So if it's making a comeback here, it's going to make a comeback there. And I mean, in my mind, vinyl's never gone out. You know, I was born in the era of vinyl. It started to fade a little bit, but it wasn't like a complete lost art form, you know? And so I'm like, okay, that'd be pretty awesome, you know, to press up vinyl.
But I don't imagine that's very cheap to do. It's pretty expensive, right?
It is expensive, but, you know, I think the main focus is on the vinyl this time. Maybe I'll press up shirts, maybe a little bit more swag. But I wanted to press up less swag and just, like, get to the music, you know?
Right.
Like, let's
– Right.
As much as I love the promo stuff, it's like, you know, it's not like it's gotten me $1 million. So, you know, like, let's just stick to the music. Hope people can focus on the music. Of course, I'm going to make fun stuff to go along with it. And, you know, but I wanted people to, like, really, you know, enjoy the music and stuff. And so, I mean, I wrote the entire time I was on disability. I was writing. So I was on disability for 5 months from my job for this whole ankle thing. And it probably could have been less, but who's dying to go back, right? So I'm like, okay, I stick it out for a while. And then I had too much time, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going back. I'm not going back. Mm-hmm. I totally hate that job. I'm not doing it. And so I started looking into, like, the acting thing, the background acting thing, commercials. I even got an agent. Like, I was like, okay, maybe I'll go this route since I'm in LA. And, and you know, that didn't go so well because you learn how poorly actors get treated until you're in the union.
It's so true.
Oh my God. And you know,
and
like,
people don't realize.
No.
People don't know.
I had experience. They don't know. And it's funny because I have friends that send me stuff like, oh, I saw you on this show. I saw you on that show. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you're living the dream. And I'm like, okay. So I really got a good dose of it, Jamie.
$20 for rent. Right.
I know.
No, it's
exactly.
So true.
It's exactly.
It's so
I know
true.
If anyone would understand, you'd understand. You've been everywhere, you know? And so I'm just like, I'm known a few people. No, but it's, you know, it's just, it was really hard and really realistic. And then I started thinking about, it's funny because I was having this whole shift. Like, it was almost like my, I don't know, like my yin and yang were turning, you know? And and I was like, you know what? Like, I love L.A. I mean, I love L.A. Who doesn't love L.A.? I mean, if you don't know, if you don't love L.A., you just, you, come on, you got to love L.A. You know, but I love
It's a great city. It is. It's a fantastic city. And something very interesting about it is that planes land there several times a day, every day.
Yes, exactly. You know, exactly. You know, it's there's so many people there. Whoo, there's so many people. But you know, on the other spectrum, I love Houston, and the people that I love most in the world are in Houston. You know, they just so happen to be in Houston, my family. And so, you know, it was a decision because my folks are getting older, and you know, they like want me back, and so you know, that was definitely part of it. Of just getting back here, it was just like, you know, I need that perk of my family. I need to be surrounded by my family. You know, I just had such I was like worn out.
I totally get it. Let me ask you something about the Latin culture in general. Very broad. I know it's very diverse and you know, all kinds of differences and whatnot in your particular culture and whatnot. Do you guys do like a weekly dinner? Like my girlfriend Danny, she's Italian and German, and man, Sunday dinner it has to happen every week. You know, I mean, it's just part of it. And you know, that's fine. We get a nice meal once a week. More than that.
That's cool.
I don't like. Yeah. In your family, is there like a day of the week where you all gather and talk about what's going on and whatnot and get loud and all of
not
that?
Not really. You know, not really.
I gotcha.
Because like, there's we're all, you know, American culture is that we're all busy. We're working. We're attending, you know, our families or whatever we have going on. So, I mean, I have 2 days a week that I separate for my parents, and they're not together. Nice. So I have to drive an hour one way to see my dad and 30 minutes the opposite way to see my mom. So
wow.
I'm lucky that
you're that dad. You need to move. No, I'm teasing. He's like, I'll move in with Karina. How about that?
No. That's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like, you know, one of the things I have always admired about you, Karina, is your ability to adapt, to look at the situation and do what I call course correction. And a lot of artists, a lot of creative people find this very difficult to do, even myself, because sometimes we'll have a vision, we'll have an idea of something, and man, we're like a dog up with a bone. We get our teeth into it. And it's hard, even when it's not working, it's hard to say, well, maybe I need to do something else, or maybe I need to go in this direction, you know, and it's very difficult. You've always, at least you come across that you do that very easily, that isn't a big deal for you to do.
I mean,
at least that's how
you know,
it plays.
You know what it is, Jamie, and I think I just, you know, I adore you and I adore what you do, and being the artist that you are, you know, it's just kind of like, I think you can relate to me on this. Like, that's your purpose, you know, it's one of your purposes, if not your biggest purpose. And the more you crank out, the more you leave. And so it's kind of like, I don't know. I want to leave something, you know, I want to leave something eventually. It's like, whether it's appreciated, you know, on a grand scale or not, to me, it's like when I have that one person that says that song got me through this, or that song, you know, really meant a lot during a time I needed it to, like, that's all I need. And, you know, it's like, I feel better because somehow I shared an experience with someone who can also share that experience.
Got through a tough time. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
and how many songs do you hear that you're like, God, I wish I wrote that, or, you know, that's a great song.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's some, I don't think I've ever, because, you know, I'm a guy and we don't talk about our feelings that much and whatnot, but I'll tell you, honestly, you know, you and everyone
I'm
listening here.
I'm going to ask Danny about that.
when my father passed on, there was that, they were still together. There was still a band, a dance band that I liked. They had since broke up. Called the Swedish House Mafia, and there was a song they had, big hit, called "Don't Worry, Child." And he's talking to his father in the song, and all this and that. And man, that got me through. You know what I mean? Because I was being real cool on the outside, but I was
mess
on the inside. And
oh God, I'm sure.
You know, so I know exactly what you're talking about. It's cool that we have that.
Yeah, no, and you can't repress those feelings. Like, you know, if there is one human innate ability we all have is a form of expression. You know, all of us are able to express ourselves in one way, shape, or form. You know, even if you're blind, even if you're deaf, even if you're whatever, like the expression, you know, and like I think that everyone has, you know, something they want to like relay or a passion that needs to be felt, you know?
Absolutely.
I don't know, my two cents on it.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Broadway in Fort Lauderdale. Two worlds collide in Rodgers and Hammerstein's The King and I. Hailed as breathtaking and exquisite by the New York Times, the musical is based on the 2015 Tony Award-winning Lincoln Center Theater production. The King and I boasts a score that features such beloved classics as Getting to Know You, Something Wonderful, and Shall We Dance. Don't miss The King and I at the Broward Center, November 20th through December 2nd. Tickets at browardcenter.org.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote. Plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget. For novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Karina, I can't believe it. We we're talking about this. We haven't even really talked so much about the Kickstarter campaign, which we're going to. But I knew this would happen. You got a call that came in. You ready to start taking calls? Or you want to wait a little bit?
Oh yeah, sure. I didn't even. Yeah, I forget people call.
Me too. Usually it's a ghost. You get a pretty girl on, and the phone board lights up. Man, I'm telling you, it's. Here it is. Let's see who's calling. Hello, caller. You're on the air with me and Chris.
Yo, what's up? This is Debbie Genuine.
What's
up, Karina?
What is up, my sister? That is my...
What's up, mama?
Hey, Jamie, you knew this was going to happen.
Oh, yeah, of course I'm going to call.
I did. I knew it. But that's okay.
Of course I'm going to call. Yeah, Karina, I just want to say congratulations on your fifth record, I believe third, backed by Kickstarter. You're almost there, like literally almost there.
Yes, cool.
And I am, my alarm is going off, hold on. And so, yeah, I'm just so proud of you, and this is so awesome. And I do have a question when I get a second to ask one. Okay, so my question is, I saw that your handwriting on his thing that he posted for your signature. Did you write Je ne sais quoi in your hand style for your album?
Yeah.
It looks like it. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
You know my handwriting,
so
girl.
Yeah. What's up? How's it going, Jamie?
Aww.
It's going good. How you doing? How's San Fran?
I'm dealing with the craziness right now. You know, I'm in California. And,
the wild
know what's going on out here. Yeah.
I've been watching
it on
TV. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Now, you
insane,
safe?
Man.
Your family safe? All your friends and everything?
Yeah, we're safe, man. We're safe. But, like, you know, like, I live in the forest now. And so it's kind of
I didn't know.
A thing.
I moved out of the Bay.
And I'm living in the woods now, and you know,
nature girl.
And so anyway, it's just kind of scary, right? It's about 100 miles away, but I live in Mendocino County now, and we've had a whole lot of fires going on, man. You know, Karina, when Spirit spoke to you and said get out of Cali, maybe you were right.
Oh man,
that's,
well,
Debbie,
you know what? My family keeps saying that, and I'm like, shut up.
I know, right? Oh, my goodness.
But you're doing okay.
But,
I just pray
for everyone out here. I hope that they're all better. And I really want to hear some of this album material, man. I can't wait. Are you going to play some on the show?
Yes, I am.
We
were just getting to
awesome.
It. Yeah.
I can't wait to hear some.
Awesome.
You know,
well,
I love you, sister. I love you, too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to listen to the rest of the show, all right?
All right, love.
Absolutely. And Debbie, right, I will be messaging you after the show, off the air. Be safe. And, hey, girl, remember, you know, if the fire gets close, you can always replace stuff. You know what I mean? But
you can't replace you. Yeah,
so.
After seeing these videos, like, you just got to go.
Right.
You gotta
That's what
go.
I'm saying.
You got to get out anyway. The
it
chopper,
ain't no joke.
Whatever. Get to the
I'm
chopper.
Telling you.
Like, yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, bye. Safe, mama. Bye.
We'll talk to you soon. Well, there you go, Karina. How about that? Debbie Genuine.
That's
I had no idea.
Sister.
She moved out of the city.
She did. She was just, you know, she needed like just to be out away from it all. You know, it was good for her health,
good.
Too.
That's good. That's important. Well, that's great. So we should tell people this is a new album. And it is the campaign. We've talked a little bit about it, but it is going through Kickstarter. And what that means, folks, the broad brushstrokes of it is you support. You're part of this. You help fund this.
Yes.
What Kickstarter does. Karina set a goal, and it wasn't that much. You're right. $6,000 or something, right?
Yeah.
$6,000 was it? Let me get over here. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You're almost there.
Yeah.
You're over $5,000. So yeah. 7 days to go. Got a week. Hell, Karina, you
I
can
know.
Do this. This is, you know, come on, man.
I hope so.
Well, hopefully we'll get some people tonight to help out. with this.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And folks, what that means is, you know, Karina's, and Kickstarter ain't no joke either. You know, she can't do it to pay her light bill or something. She has to document all this stuff, and it has to, you know, they don't play around.
Yeah.
But she's done it before. She knows how to do this, and this is very, very cool. And people support it, and you support different amounts, and you can play, you know, $10 or even, you can play it. You can pledge a dollar if you have it. You know, we all got that in our pocket. But you get different stuff. She has different awards or rewards, I should say. And there's all kinds of cool stuff. Check all this out. Wow. And we have a link up on our show page that'll get you right over to the Kickstarter page. Or you can just put in Karina and install Kickstarter and Google, and that works too. But it'll get you there. And now you sent over 3 tracks to me. Now these tracks are going to be going on the new album, but these aren't the finished tracks, right? You're still working on this. This is the project that's working. It's not done.
Oh yeah, this is a work in progress. I mean, we still have to go through mastering. You know, we're still working on some of the final levels on the mixes, and so this is still very much a work in progress in a sense that, you know, we're at the tail end of it, and we could definitely use your support.
Absolutely. Now, I've got the 3 tracks queued up. We're going to play all 3 tonight, but which one should we play first, Karina?
Let's start with Sueño.
Sueño. The dream. It's like a dream in Spanish. Listen to me. I'm such an expert on this, ladies and gentlemen. Karina told me that's what sueño means before the show. I had no idea.
Well, honey, you do live in Florida.
I know. I should. It's so true. I live
Don't
in Florida. And the funny thing is,
people.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. And the scary part is I have, like, jet black hair and everything, and I'm dark complexion, so everybody's like, you know, they walk up and start. They either speak Portuguese or Spanish to me very quickly. And, you know, they come up.
I could see that.
And I just, like, look stupid, I guess, because I'm like, I don't know what that means. I'm just trying to buy a pack of cigarettes. No, I'm kidding. I vape now. I don't smoke.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. Anyhow, this is the interesting track. Now, this is it's an adjusted mix. We're going to play it. Do you have any background on the track, or should we play it and then talk about it?
Yeah, let's play it.
Okay, here it is, everybody. Check this out. Brand new from Karina Nestall. Hasn't been heard before by people. Check this out.
No llego, pero no me desespero. Todavía no llego, no llego, no llego, pero no me desespero. Todo empezó cuando era una niña. Tenía un sueño y una sonrisa. Quería crecer, ser una maravilla. A veces la vida te aburre con esta rutina. Cuando iba así siempre me reía. Por un lado no me comparo, soy distinta. Y yo sé algo, la vida está escrita. Todo lo que es para mí siempre me va a llegar. Aunque este viaje sea muy inesperado, puedes planear pero no está programado. Hay buenos tiempos, también hay los malos. Pase lo que pase, hay que quedar enfocado. Algún día llegará a lo supuesto. Solo me dedico a lo mío, es mi derecho. Y por supuesto me lo merezco. No dejo que nada se imponga enfrente de mi sueño. Todavía no llego, no llego. No llego, no llego, pero no me desespero. Todavía no llego, no llego, pero no me desespero. Todavía no llego, no llego, no llego, pero no me desespero. Mi mamá me ofreció su ternura, mi papá me enseñó su sabiduría. Entre los dos yo tuve tanto amor, nunca me faltó nada, no había cuestión.
What a track. I like it, Karina. I like it a lot. I was just,
thank you.
Man, I like that horn. Whoa.
Yeah, the pretty producer, awesome. He's a really cool guy. He's a great MC. He's a great producer. He's from Argentina originally, and he lives in Austin mm-hmm. now. His name is Checho, C-H-E-C-H-O, and he goes mm-hmm. by Checho Beats. On his Instagram, I believe. So, yeah, he's really awesome. Shout out to Checho.
Nice. Nice. Well, that's cool. And, you know, one of the another great thing, and ladies and gentlemen, if you're starting out in, like, in a band or doing music or whatnot, take notes, man, because Karina knows how to do it. Network your tail off. She knows everybody. And, you know, she keeps it real and works with a lot of people, you know, and she's always very humble and always gives them recognition and whatnot. That's the right way to do that. Very, very important. Very, very cool. So how did this, how did your relationship with him come about?
With the producer?
Mm-hmm. With Checho.
Yeah. He, we had been just corresponding, through the internet. Like, I knew of him, and then a friend of us tied us into a project called Fluent. So shout out to Mike Flo. And so Fluent came out last year, And I was featured on a few of those tracks, and I really loved Checho's work and Mike Flo. They're both really great. And so I believe Checho sent me some tracks, and Sueño was one of them, and that was it. I wrote it.
That's awesome. That's very, very cool. And, you know, let me ask you this. A lot of my musician friends, they work with their phone. When you hear like a beat or something, like somebody shows you an instrumental track or whatnot, and you come up with your lyrics and whatnot, do you do that with your phone? Is that how you do it, or do you write them down? What's the process? What's the Karina Nestall process? I'm curious about.
I'm still old school. I write in a book, and luckily, I've been given so many books by so many friends that I just, you know, I write, you know, as much as I can. I try to go through a book a year, but sometimes
wow.
it happens, sometimes it doesn't. Yeah, but they're all, you know, some are thicker than others. But I write, and if it's late at night and I'm just like sort of in like insomniac mode and I don't want to get mm-hmm. up and grab the pen, I just write it down in my phone. Like I'll text it into my phone and the notes. But
gotcha.
Those aren't complete songs. Those are just ideas.
I gotcha. Well, that's cool, man. That is very, very cool. Now, I wanted to ask you also, Kickstarter, you've done Kickstarter before. You know it can happen.
Yes.
You know that if you, you know, you told me one time, I don't even think we were on a show. I think we were just BSing on the phone or something. And we were talking about Kickstarter. And I've since passed this information on to many people. Is you told me you're like, think of it as a second job. If you're working 40 hours a week and you're doing a Kickstarter campaign, you're working 80 minimum now.
Yeah.
It's a full-time gig making this happen. And because I've talked to a lot of people who try it and they don't do it, you know, I don't know where I went wrong. Well, you know, you have asked it. No, I can't say that. Right.
You got to promote it
and,
to where people see it so much, they just want to get you out of their face. You know?
Very true.
Like, no, I have,
you know what,
I
ladies
have
and
really
gentlemen?
Great friends.
That's how, I was going to say, that's how McDonald's sells a billion hamburgers.
Right?
What the hell, you know?
A billion and
yeah.
served.
Yeah, right.
You just, you know, it's like, okay. And you're going to get people that just will absolutely not support you for whatever
right.
reason. You know, I'm not judging you. You might catch me on an off day where I won't support you either. So, you know, it's just, it's like one of those things. You'll get people that just won't support you. And then you'll get the people who always come through for you. And they're like,
right.
no doubt, Karina, I got you. Don't worry about it. You know, like, you got this, girl. I can't wait to hear the new music. And I'm just like, oh, you know. I feel like I'm looking at a little kitten or something. So it's great.
Nice.
It's really great to have, you know, just the people that do believe in you. And so that's what I focus on. I focus on, you know, the people that are keeping me going, encouraging. And then, you know, if I'm able to help along the way, I've been promoting friends that I have not had a chance to promote until I hit them up with my Kickstarter. I discovered a friend that makes jewelry, shout
mm-hmm.
out to CS Designs. And she's sent me like some bangles and some new earrings. And because I found these earrings I liked on her site and stuff. And I was like, oh, I want to buy these. And so she was like, oh, I'm sending you a gift. And so it was so sweet. And her work is
very
so
cool.
great. Her work is so great. And then who else did I discover? Another friend of mine. He's actually someone I connected with last month at my high school reunion. And I didn't even know this guy could sketch the way he does. Like, I was like, wow, he's a sketch artist, and he's like jaw dropping, so awesome.
Nice.
Christopher Robertson, he's so awesome. Yeah, I'll be posting his work soon. So it's like you see friends along the way that are
don't you
also
wish you would
like
went to homecoming with him.
No, you know it's. We go back to like first or second grade. That's funny, you know. Like we just went go way way back. But no. But the point is, like, you run across so many talented people, and it gives you a minute to just kind of exchange art.
Right. Well, that's,
you know,
your personality too, Karina. You're such a creative person, and such a dynamic, interesting, and such a nice person. You know, people like to hang out with that. You know, that goes a long way.
I mean, you know? Yeah, sometimes.
I've met a lot of jerks, and I don't want to hang out with them. Very true.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true. That's true.
And you're definitely not a creep,
I mean,
so that's a good thing.
I just feel like we encounter so much negativity. Like, why give each other more negativity? If there's negativity to be given, just back off. You know, like, why? We have so much going
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, there's just so many hours in the day. I used to get caught up in that kind of stuff. And then I learned I learned to recognize it and to just not play in it. You know what I mean? Just,
yeah.
When I see people worked up and I'm just like, okay, I got better things to do than that. You know, I don't have time for it to. And that's the other thing too, is we were talking a little bit off the air earlier, and our world we live in and whatnot. And, you know, one of the things I've learned this last year is I just don't have enough time in my schedule to be pissed off all the time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not
Thank
that I ignore
you.
It all. I just don't get worked up about it. You know, there's
yeah.
local things.
I mean, yeah, that's a skill with getting older. We're just becoming better Jedis, you know? We're just kind of like, okay,
exactly.
I don't have time for that. Like, you throw up, like, your arm block, you know? You're just like...
exactly.
You're like,
it's
I don't
so
have
true.
Time for this. And you just, like,
it's
block
so
it,
true.
You know?
Absolutely. It's mental judo. That's exactly what we're talking
it
about.
It is. Yeah, it is. We just get better at it with age, you know? It's so much easier to
You're
do.
You're not that old, Karina. You hurt your ankle. You didn't bust your hip. You're okay.
Oh, my God.
No,
it felt like I busted my hip.
That's because you're a baby. No, I'm teasing. it's better now, though, right? You're sporting them high
yeah,
heels in
yeah.
every photo I see and all your photo
oh, no,
shoots,
I'm not.
So...
No,
I you
don't.
Are. You're
okay, maybe
talking
I
about
did.
Your jumpsuit picture. There it is.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
looking at it right now. It's on the Kickstarter page.
I swear, I was like, this is like a Jamie Rock, you know, like jumpsuit. Like if Jamie ever painted, made me a painting, like I'd want him to make me like this outfit.
I love it. I love it. It's awesome. It's
I know.
It's
awful
and
like,
bright and
yes,
pop and
like,
yeah,
it works.
Wonderful.
You're Let me tell you, okay? Because I still owe you a painting. I want to get a painting of my mom and I in Paris. But, Jamie, seriously, I have so many people. I can't tell you how many people have seen your work and loved it. Like, everybody
nice.
That comes in comments about the Wonder Woman. And then, like, as soon
well,
as they
I'm
see
glad
mine.
To hear that. I
yes.
didn't want to ask because you said, you know, you had this big move that happened quickly. I can't remember if you told me that off the air or on the air. And
yeah.
I'm telling
no,
you right
I
now,
know.
That painting, those 36 by 48 size paintings are rough to ship. They're hard to ship because it gets
oh,
real
yeah.
expensive real quick. But you got
I
it down
know.
There. So.
Oh, my God. It, no, I no, we packed it.
In the back
it.
Of
like,
your porch.
We took very good care. Are you kidding me? Like, I had the boyfriend, like, wrap them and, like, nope, you got to be really careful with these. You know, like, they're, like, some of my most prized possessions here, you know? But,
oh,
no, I was telling
now.
You, as soon as people, so they'd see the Wonder Woman first, you know, because the Wonder Woman is always over the couch, you know, like, in the hangout
And it's hard
room.
To miss.
And then
giant.
It's hard to miss.
Yeah.
It's so great, right? And then they see mine that you made of my picture, and they're like, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
that's you. And I'm like, yeah. Like, I don't know what
well,
it
we
is. I seem vain. I seem vain or, like, because it's so great. Like,
No, you're a pop star. You have to have paintings of yourself in your
place.
I
have to have,
you know,
pop
that's
art.
Just, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. No, and then you know what? And then I'd go into Annette's, and Annette would have hers, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I need my own. And hers is big. Hers is like Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, that one's. But you guys got to check out Jamie's work, and you guys score you something for Christmas. I mean, he's always busy, but you'll get it.
We'll make it happen.
Best. It's one of the best investments I've ever made. I love it. And I could never get tired of looking at it. Yeah, I could never get tired of looking at it. Seriously, I never get tired of looking. Not because it's me, because it's Wonder Woman.
Well, you are wonderful. That embodies you, you know. So there you go.
We're all Wonder Woman.
Oh, that's right. It's the year of Wonder Woman now. You know what I mean? The whole.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about that. No, let's get serious for a second. Now, here you are.
Okay.
You're a successful woman in entertainment. You know, music side of things, and you've done a lot, you know what I mean, from entertaining the UFO tours in the Middle East, you know, ladies and gentlemen, she was over there dodging bullets and stuff, you know, I mean, it was, she did that. I've never been to the Middle East, you know, and frankly, if they were to call me and say, Jamie, we need to go to the Middle East, I would probably do it, but I would complain a lot about it. You know, I'd be nervous.
It's actually... There are some parts of the there that are just beautiful.
Oh, I imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah, like Dubai. You know. Dubai is so beautiful. You know, it's like, it's so impressive and so futuristic. You're just like, okay, 100 miles ago, I was in a, you know, like desert town.
Right. There were goats walking around.
Exactly.
Now I'm on Star Trek. You know,
yes, seriously.
I've seen videos. Oh my, crazy. Well, one of the cool things is, you know, you've been around, you've done all this stuff. Big surprise or not really that there's creeps in entertainment. Hopefully, they're being pushed out. What were your thoughts when all that started happening? Because you probably had to deal with some of the crap yourself, I imagine.
No, I don't know. I really don't have to deal with that too much. Like maybe one in every 10 or something. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty good at being personable, but also sort of like staying where I stand, you know? Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And, you know, I do get it a lot because I'm a friendly chick. Like I'm just a nice Southern girl. I like think I am. But, like, you know, I remember in L.A. people were just like, you're so friendly. Like, where are you from? And I'm like, Houston. And they're like, oh, that's right. And I'm like, okay.
You're like,
you know? But it's
I like to wave to people.
Yeah. I like to say hello and good morning. Excuse me, you know. But I feel like, you know, going back to the point, like, we lay the line where we are going to be, and it's like, we're going to be cool. We're going to be friends, you know, whatever.
Right.
We might go on a few dates, but, you know, there's kind of a mutual understanding. So I think I'm pretty good at letting myself be heard.
I gotcha. You know, well, and that's, you know, don't piss her off too. You're one of those women that I've met, because I've met one or two women in my time, that you're very extremely nice, and you probably put up with a lot until you don't. You know what I mean? There's
oh,
like,
my God, you know me so
well.
Don't
piss her off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I've been known to take a lot of shit for a while, and then, we can cut right
my
now.
Girl's,
okay.
Danny's the same way. She's the same exact way.
Yeah, I know. Danny looks like a sweetheart, but man, you look like you don't want to cross her. Like I think
no,
Danny
well,
and I were we have that face that's like borderline, like we're not smiling kind of.
Right.
Like we're smiling, but we're not always smiling.
Well, the funny thing with me and Danny is she's 6'1", and, you know, I'm a short guy. I'm only like 5'6". So the height difference between us, people see, and they see me, and they're
so
like,
cute.
They're like, well, he better not piss her off. You know,
we just got to get you some mules, honey. I know you'll rock.
There you go. There you go. Oh, I don't know if I'm that artistic. There was a time. No, I'm kidding.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
My heart skips skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Welcome to the Total Wireless store, where total confidence awaits.
My wife loves when I DJ our car rides, but overages get in the way of my groove.
Don't worry. You got this with Total Wireless. Right now, get 50% more data when you bring your number to any qualifying service plan starting at $35. All in the nation's best 4G LTE network.
Wiki, wiki, 50% more.
Now go find that perfect DJ name.
Miami. Discover the Total Wireless stores and get total confidence. The latest phones, the best network, all at great prices. Ends January 2nd, 2019. $35 plans and up. Excludes ports from TracFone Wireless Inc. brands. Terms at TotalWireless.com.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all-natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Anyhow, hey, let's play another track. We've got 2 left, Karina. We've got Sublime, the All Vocals Rough Mix, and The Right Time.
Yes.
What do you think we should play?
Oh, man. Let's do The Right Time. And I got to make a shout out to Tony Emerald, the producer. And, I got to make a shout out to M-Try and Lisi T for also collaborating on this track. It's really, like, close to my heart. The whole album is, but, like, this one's kind of fresh off the press, and the mix is good, so I thought this is going to be a good one.
Awesome. Well, here it is, folks, brand new from Karina Nestahl, The Right Time.
Procrastination will make it take forever. The first step to world peace is self-improvement. We own the blueprint, but it's only up to us to use it. Fix your unit, cause family comes first. As it moves throughout your neighborhood, the plan starts to work. From town to county to city, beyond the jurisdiction, state to country, to the continent, support our vision. As it spread like wildfire, we proceed with our purpose. Beneath the surface, watch these demons get nervous. They wage war on the phone, we can't refuse to ignore. And that divide and conquer stick can't be used anymore. The concept of race, how do we fall for that in the first place? Words of hate, hot served on a plate, and wash it down with some ignorance. We can learn a lot from little kids. In fact, we were all born innocent. Let's learn behavior, return to nature. Love your neighbor like you love yourself, the words of the savior.
To all my people fighting for something.
It's now or never, procrastination will make it take forever.
Keep believing, never stop. To all my people fighting for something.
It's now or never, procrastination will make it take forever.
Keep believing, never stop.
And there we go, folks. That was Karina Nestahl, the brand new, The Right Time. Fantastic track. I'm really digging the direction this album is going in, Karina.
Yay!
It's awesome. Yeah.
I'm so glad.
You had mentioned in your Kickstarter, you know, your you don't shy away. You mix. You have some Spanish you're speaking. In some of the tracks and
yes.
whatnot, which I think
yes.
fantastic. It's kind of one of your signature things. And it hits both markets, you know. I know you've played these tracks for your inner circle of friends and producers and what have you. Everybody's digging it, aren't they? I can't even imagine them not.
No, this is the first time. I've been such a weirdo about sharing this material. Like, this is the first time anyone's heard it. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
I know.
Our three listeners are really appreciating. No, I'm teasing. I just
that's okay. We have a playback coming.
That's no, I want to give the link again, folks. We have it on our show page. And even if you're listening to this, because after we do the live show, we switch it, we convert it to a podcast, and it goes on out. I think we're on 78 podcast streaming sites right now. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcasts, which they used to call iTunes until they rebranded it. Now it's Apple Podcasts. But these links will follow. However you're listening to the show, you can click on these links and get there. Of course, the first link is Karina's website, karinanthestall.com. The second is the Kickstarter page. Very easy to get to, but very important that you guys get over there. And there's a big green button at the top of the page there that says back this project. Hit that green button, baby, and you know, get to work. You're almost there.
Yes.
Hey, it's gone up. It's gone up a little bit, I think, since we've been doing the show, I believe.
Yay!
A couple bucks. That's a good thing.
Yay!
I like that green bar at the top that shows your progress. You're almost
yeah.
there.
I know, and, I
that's
know.
That's cool.
Yeah, we'll see.
Very,
That'd
very
be cool. great. That would be great. That would be great.
Absolutely. Be a nice Thanksgiving treat, huh? There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're still probably a month away from everything being done. Maybe, I mean, mm-hmm. to be honest, because, like, even after you fund with Kickstarter, they don't deliver the money for, like, 2 to 3 weeks, you know?
Oh, really? You don't get it that day, huh?
Yeah, they take 10% off the top between cash and credit cards. Like, they take, I don't know, something like that. Like, I can't remember how. It's, like, 10%. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They take 10%, and then they don't deposit the money in your account until like 3 weeks or so, because it takes them a while to charge
they gotta
all
verify.
The cards and everything. Yeah.
Right. Wow. Well, it's, you know, it's a good thing, and it's she's done it before, folks. She's done it before. I've been a part of that, and it's absolutely a very, very fundable project this is. So, you know.
Thank you, guys.
It's happening. Be a part of it.
I'm manifesting. You know, Jamie, I'm not even worried because I am. I've been on this manifestation thing all year long, and I don't know. I mean, I just by the grace of God, pretty much everything I've thought with full intention has happened. So I'm like, it's almost
nice.
Like scary. So I'm not worried. I know it's going to get funded. I appreciate all the support already. Like, I wouldn't have gotten this far without you guys. So I know that the last couple of pledges, it's gonna happen, you know, by, who knows, it might happen by the weekend. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I could do some giveaways, you know, I could do, you guys just stay tuned. But
exactly.
Yeah,
and we're going to talk a little bit more about that, giveaways and whatnot, after we play the next track.
Cool.
You know, the final track we're going to play tonight, Sublime, and this is the All Vocals Rough Mix. Tell us a little bit about that, or should we play it and then talk about it?
No, I could tell you guys about Sublime. So the
mm-hmm.
last single I had, my muse, was produced by a guy named Majik in France. He's
okay.
Totally awesome house producer. He does house and funk and just different styles. And he sent me this track, and I just kind of dug it out and started writing to it. And I had been listening to a lot of Sublime, and so I was like, I'm going to call this Sublime. And, yeah, so it turned out to be a really cool track. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Excellent. Well, here it is. Check it out, everybody. Yeah, we're going to play it right now. Here it is. They keep sticking tonight. I got sticky buttons, ladies and gentlemen. But we'll edit all that out.
Wow, Jamie. Wow. Don't edit that out. That's funny.
That's what they used to call me, Sticky Buttons Jamie.
Wow. We're getting a lot of truth right now.
Oh, man. So, Karina, we were talking off the air, and we have a new thing, right?
Yes. Yes, we do, and you guys are going to love this. So, Jamie has offered to paint something for one of my supporters who pledges to my Kickstarter, and we decided it would be number 107. So, whoever's listening, spread the word. If not, I'm going to have to type this up in a post. Jamie Ross is going to make an original painting for number 107 on my Kickstarter campaign. So pledge away.
Absolutely.
He is so awesome.
Whatever you
go
want, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever you want. And,
go to his page, Jamie Rocks. His stuff is awesome. I promise you, not one disappointed customer.
No, we haven't in a while at least. Knock on wood. That's a good thing.
You're so funny.
People are like, that's my cue. I hate this.
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you for giving back, Jamie. That's awesome. Like, I love that I can make a new album and you can make one of my listeners a painting. You're just so awesome.
I'm very happy with that. That's very, very cool. And and that's because you're doing so well with it. If you'd only made $1,500, we wouldn't have a deal.
Right? Of course. You are worth every penny and more.
but this is cool. This is cool. And it's very close, folks. And usually it'll take me about, we're talking an 18 by 24 size. That's standard. Think of a poster in your mind. That's what an 18 by 24 canvas is. And this will be whatever you like, original painting on a canvas and shipped to you. So there you go. Karina will get us in touch and whatnot, and then we'll go over what you want and all that and make it happen. Make it happen. Man, that would be a good song, Karina. You should write that down. That's a good title for a song, Make It Happen. wait. That was
you
two
have
albums.
It.
One album ago. One album ago,
yeah,
right?
That was the last album.
That's the last album. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, we were talking a little bit also off the air. You've got just one or two shout outs to know. One or 200. I'm teasing. Go ahead.
You're so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I do have some shout outs.
Nice.
Yeah. Bear with me, guys. It's a few. So I want to make a shout out to Esson, Lorette, Tanya Pelt, Melina Perez. My friend Ben in France, Ben, Mama Guerra and Papa Guerra, of course, Pops Eckstein, Claudia and Leah, my goddaughter, Lauren and Lila. Lila is a newborn, and Sani and Nene, Debbie Genuine, who called in, Rose Marie, Tony Emerald, the producer of The Right Time. Kay Waz, who is also one of the producers on my album. I actually tucked that special one away. Ludmia Muse, John C., Adrian, Terrence Toy, Sudari Scott, Love Son the Dawn, Robbie, Willeen, and Victor. That's it.
That's it? Wow.
Yes, that's
well,
it.
That wasn't that
and
bad.
Jamie Rocks, of course.
Come on now. Come
oh,
on.
Wait. One more. I'm sorry. Long live my radio people that are always looking out for me. Rhythm Rave Radio. Long live Rhythm Rave Radio. Thank you guys so much. They're always looking out for me. And, I want to link you guys up because you guys would be really, really cool. And Pop Rocks Radio and Rhythm Rave Radio will become, friends and bi-coastal.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm always
down
for making new friends.
I know. Very. I know you are. You're so awesome. You're almost as awesome as Jamie Rock's awesome.
Come on now. Come on now. Very, very cool. Well, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear the album in its when it's finished. And, man, Karina, I'm going to have to go out and buy a turntable, but that's okay. I've been wanting to get one anyway. And
I'll frame it
for
you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. It'll be fantastic. Very, very cool. And like I said, folks, we have links up. Get over to the Kickstarter. And, hey, here's the thing. If you're broke as a joke, we've all been there. We've all been there. If you can't do this, you can still help. You absolutely can still help. Right there by the big green button, links to Twitter, Facebook, all of that. Share the page. Put it over on your Instagram. If you can't help out monetarily, help out by getting the word out. Very, very important. And we'll all get together. We'll all pull together and we'll make this happen. And, feel very good about it. How about that?
Yes. Thank you so much, Jamie. That's right, guys. I mean, the little amounts help too. It makes me look like I have a following. So, every little bit helps.
So we're not going to turn down. If you have $1,000 and you want to throw it towards it,
that's
we'll
true.
Still take
we're
it.
We're not turning down any money.
No, not at all. No.
You sound like my dad, Jamie. You're so good. That was such a good recovery. No, but seriously, guys, I will be happy to take, if you want to be an executive producer on the album, come on with it.
That's right.
I'm happy to do that because that means you're funding like one of the albums or two of the albums. Like, this is all just kind of hearsay right now. So whatever goes over obviously goes right back into Je ne sais quoi one way or another.
Nice. Well, it's going to be a success. I can tell you right now. And very, very cool. And I can't wait to get to work on that lucky backer's painting. So very,
I know,
very
107
cool.
Guys, 107.
Absolutely.
If you can get there and be 107, you've got yourself a new Jamie Rocks piece. And trust me, being someone who owns my share of Jamie Rocks pieces, I can say that they are wonderful.
Nice.
I love
nice.
Them.
Well, thank you. Well, very cool. Now, Karina, we're looking at next week's Thanksgiving. Are you guys doing a big thing down there now that you're back in the home
yeah.
turf?
Yeah.
Nice.
I haven't been home for Thanksgiving in 8 years or something. So I finally get to spend Thanksgiving with my family. So that's pretty cool. And
nice.
I won't be rushing around for Christmas and stuff like that. So, yeah,
absolutely.
It's definitely nice to be home. Just more driving.
Well, hey, you know what, though? Think about it this way. You won't be in the Houston airport because that, I'm telling you, Houston and Atlanta, my two least favorite airports. I'm not putting Houston down. It's just the airports are big. Highways get long.
Yeah, that's true. I know you're right.
Mm.
And it's funny, I'm pretty close to the airport. So it's I understand.
Nice. So when we come visit Karina, she's going to pick us up right then and there. No, she's like, no way, man. You're Ubering it. I'm not going down there.
I don't mind. Obviously, it's if you're around and I'm around, then we'll make it happen.
Sounds good to me. And vice versa. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight, folks. I know we went a little long, but it's hard not to when Karina's on the show because I just enjoy talking to her so much. Karina, I'm going to be on you. You can't wait another 2 years for your next album. You're going to get this one knocked out of $1 million, and you're going to be a very big success. And you got to get back to work, girl. Get back to work.
Yeah, no, you're right. I actually do have another project coming. We're just working on those final mixes as well. And I think I'm going to add a bonus to Je ne sais quoi, guys. So stay tuned for that. I've definitely been working on more music. I just need to finalize it and finish it. And, everything got kind of left in half.
I got you. I hear you.
It's coming.
Nice. Very cool. Well, folks, that's going to, and Karina, hold tight because I want to talk to you a second after the show's over. That's going to do it for us tonight. Absolutely, absolutely. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms and whatnot. If you are listening to the show as a podcast in the future, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor. This helps me out a lot. Hit that ratings and review, especially over at Apple Podcasts. That keeps us right up at the top of the page. And boy, does that just annoy all the people who don't like me. No, I'm joking. Probably have no idea about it. But it does help when I talk to our advertisers. It puts me in a position of strength in negotiations, is how they say that in business school. Yeah, very, very important. So we will see you. I am off this entire week. I said at the beginning of the show, and I'll repeat it a little cryptically. Something very important and big is going to happen this week on our vacation. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
Just
watch my blog.
Can I have a
and,
hint or
Facebook.
What?
No.
A tiny
Everybody
hint?
Else. We'll talk after the show. Oh, man. Folks, I will be back Saturday. We've got a author, Sam Ray, will be on. He wrote a very interesting book, if politics is your bag and whatnot. This is not so much a political book. Boy, I mean, it definitely is. But he gets into the psychology of the modern American political landscape. And it's called Are Americans or All Americans Stupid? And they're not. But it does explain some of the psychology involving with cults and what have you, and narcissism. So that'll be an interesting show. That's a special Saturday edition when I get back from vacation this week. So tune in for that. We will see you then. Have a great night, everybody. Thanks
Good
for
night.
Listening. Good night. My buttons are sticking. My buttons are sticking.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.